cry and we share. Every beat of the heart would get us nowhere but closer to you, Allah.
Every night
you drop tears just for you, Allah.
Every day
working hard just for you, Allah.
And the moon shines in the night with the stars glittering by. All of those for us to see, to remind you and me. Praise to you, just for you, Allah. Everything that we could reach in the sky, everything that we could see with our eyes, little tiny birds, pretty butterflies, praise to you, Allah. Every single step we make and we take, every single word we say and we pray, every beat of the heart will surely say thanks to you, Allah.
Every night
you drop tears
just for you, Allah.
Every day
working hard
just
for you, Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brother and sister in Islam it was a request to talk about the love of Allah and also it was a request about how to make invitation to non-Muslim or also to Muslim and with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I ask him to give me and put in my heart what benefit to me and what benefit to you in this life and hereafter. Allahumma alhimni rujdi wa qini shara nafsi. Allahumma razuqni ilman nafi'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa shifa'an min kulli da'. Rabbi ij'alni mubarakan aynama kuntu waj'alni nuran fis samawati wal ard. Wabarik li fima af'al. Wabarik fi kulli man sa'alana ad-du'a wa kulli man lahum haqqun alayna min al-ahya'i wal amwal. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت العزيز الأكرم اللهم ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا ربي آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى واهدي الناس جميعا واهدي الإنس والجان أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد يا الله الله ربي لا أشرك به أحدا اللهم أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا أعلمه وأستغفرك لما لا أعلمه اللهم ارزقني الإخلاص في السر والعلانية يا الله اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إنك أنت الخبير العليم إنك أنت اللطيف الخبير إنك أنت الرحيم الرحمن العفو الغفور When you try to speak about Allah, you try to reach Allah. Because I cannot talk about Allah unless Allah permits me to talk about Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless what I'm doing and bless all the healed sleep and make it benefit to mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim. Allah is the doer. Allah is the giver. Allah is the protector. I always remember the report about Musa alayhi salam. Moses. When he was walking one day and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he asked him, Oh Allah, I want to be close to you. He said, Ya Musa, love me and love those who love me and make people love me. He said, Ya Allah, I know the first and I know the second. How I can do the third? He said, remind them about my gifts and all the treasure I give them. They will love me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Why we cannot love Allah the way it should? You cannot love Allah unless you know Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, He put a certain format in this life. Very similar to the way we do and we deal with each other. To love someone, you have to know that person. You cannot claim you love someone without knowing the person. And this person, the more you see and feel and understand his own quality, you will get attracted to the quality of this person. And this quality will attract you to love the person. Nobody loves somebody who has bad character or bad quality unless the person is really sick. But in a normal human being, the normal fitrah, the normal things Allah put in our heart, we love goodness, we love beauty, we love kindness, we love generosity, we love those who help us, we love those who feel for us. The more the person do to someone, the more the person will love the someone. Love is something, it do not come overnight. And only those who Allah blocked them, they will not see goodness, meaning they are sick. Some people like that. Whatever how much good you do, they will take the goodness and give you badness and do not recognize what you're doing. Once you see that, you know they are blocked and nothing you can do about it. But in here we talk about normal circumstance, normal situation, normal pure heart without no disease, inshallah, or a very small amount. By this way, the human being is normal to reach those who have good quality. But again, today we have another thing. Good quality to whom? Some people love mischief. These sick people, and usually sick people attracted to sick people, and good people attracted to good people. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the souls, like a soldier and companion to each other, what's similar, they get closer. And the another one who has no similarity, they get apart. Now, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. We talk about, is me a normal person? If you are a normal person, you will love beauty. You love generosity. You love kindness. You love peace. You love happiness. You love tranquility. You love honesty. You love sincerity. You love truth. This quality will bubble up and generate love inside of your heart, attracting. It attracts you. Now, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah have the high example. He give us the example. And We have to carry this example. Who have quality more than the Creator? The Creator, He has all the quality. And He give us a very, very small part of His quality and He spread it in earth. How Allah is merciful. How Allah is patient. How Allah is generous. How Allah is giver. How Allah is kind. Go back to the name of Allah. Study it. The attribute of Allah. The quality of Allah. And ask yourself, which one more deserve to be think about, love it, recognize it, get closer than Allah the Creator? Why? Because in normal situation, always, every time you see somebody with higher quality, you get attracted to higher quality. And who has more high quality more than Allah? No one. For this, my brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to love Him. And He praised those who love Him. And to extend His love, He loved those patient ones. Who loves the one who commits sins and repent to Him. Why? Because He recognizes who the one they make sins toward Him and they have to go back. Do we recognize that? Again, my aim for those who have heart and open their heart toward Allah and try to reach. And we cannot reach without the will of Allah. Why Allah open for some people and close for some people? According to the status of love. And nobody knows the status except Allah. We can play game, we can show off, we can try, but we cannot fool Allah. I talked about sincerity before, and believe me, quality is something like a chain of beads. You cut one, you cut them all. And if you build one, you build them all. Who give you the eyes? Who give you the ears? Who give you the body? Who? Who call and answer the desperate one? Who cure the disease? Who save you in a time no one can save you except Allah? Who created you? Who fashioned you? Who kind to you? Usually when somebody give us a gift or be good to us or get us something, we try to show generosity, we try to show gratitude towards something, maybe $10, $5, $15, whatever it is. What about the one who shower us day and night with what we need? If you study biology and you go to the human being, the very complicated sensitive machine and how it operates and how it maintains, you will cry and thank Allah day and night. Do we understand that? Do we think about it? All the earth and what it contains, everything has been created for us. Look at the animal, how peaceful you are the one we eat. Why? To slaughter them easy. For what? For our own enjoyment and our own salvation. If you look at everything, it actually has been made for us. The sky, the air, the wind, the trees, the bird, the fish, the animal, everything working for us, but we do not know. Even worm and beetles and everything just to balance, because everything has a destiny and has a purpose and has a wisdom by the wise. The one is all wise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes from arrogance and blindness, we do not see. You see, love not for everyone. Yes, Allah put in each one of us in heart all the quality, but it's up to us to grow it. How we grow it? We grow it by trying to recognize, by trying to know, by trying to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran is full of verses. He said, go, walk in the earth, see. But all these verses will end up with something very beautiful. Every time He gives us a wisdom or a question to see something or to realize something, He ended the verse by, those for those who have heart. Do these for those who have mind. These for those who have fear. These for those who are thinking and wondering about the glory of Allah. These and those symbols and an example for those who have tried to recognize who's Allah, who are patient, who are kind, who are humble. You see, again, because you cannot know Allah unless you try to build the quality to deserve knowing Allah. When somebody has a good quality, you think you can go and try to reach this person with good quality and you have a bad quality? Or you try to show some good quality in you to attract this person toward you? And can you fake this quality, or the person will recognize it and will deny your relationship? Similar, my brother and sister in Islam, how we love Allah? We love Allah by the way Allah wants us to love Him. By this way, if we talk about why we have to love Allah, we ask ourselves, is anyone in your present time and your present mind and your present eye have quality more than the Creator Allah? There's a lot of questions like that in Quran. Subhanallah. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all what He gives to us, we cannot see, you think this recording and this tape would make you benefit? Unless Allah opens a veil from your heart and your eyes and your ear. And again, the only way if to struggle, crying and reach. Do we understand that? Even if you feel you have been deserted or left away And Allah is not doing anything for you. It's only shaitan make you believe so. Because actually every one of us, Allah showered them with all the goodness, but we do not see. Right now, I feel very warm. I have to open the window to get some air, because this air from Allah, and I need it. Forgive me for a moment. With little bit of heat, the body cannot take it. What about the Day of Judgment? What about the heat of Hellfire? Do we respect that? Do we fear Allah? What I'm doing, I'm just questioning. Questioning to me, questioning to you. Who sent the wind? Who sent the breeze? Who gives the sun? Who brings away the rain? Who make us warm? Who give us tranquility and peace? Who allow us to sleep? Who allow us to have food? Subhanallah. If you cannot see everything Allah give you, who am I to let you see? You should be crying. You should be crying. Don't forget, one of the way you will be denied to reach Allah, if in your heart you do not believe Allah is generous enough for you, or Allah do not give you enough. And the opposite, you won't reach Allah, thank Him for what He offers you. Be in a state of contentment. Thank Him all the time. He deserves it. Talk to Him. Remember Him. Think about Him. Wonder about His glory. Praise to you, Allah, the one and only.
Ya Allah, Ya Nur al-Kun, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ilahi, Mawla, Khaliqi, مدبر أمري ليس لي أحد سواك يا الله يا إلهي يا نور قلبي يا نور بصري يا ربي يا مولاي يا خالقي يا الله
يا الله يا الله يا الله You are my creator. You are the light of me. You are the one support me and give me light. You are the one who fashioned me. You are the one providing for me. You are the one who give me knowledge. You are the one who make me exist. Give me my soul, providing for me. Allow me to be who am I. Without no power and strength except from you, Ya Allah. If I cannot call you, I recognize you, and try to know you, who I should know, Ya Allah?
يا نور الكون يا الله يا الله إلهي خالقي مدبر أمري مولاي لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد الصمد الواحد الواجد الموجود مالك الملك وملك الملوك
Who else deserve to be praised except Allah? Who else deserve to be known more than Allah? Who else deserve to be loved more than Allah?
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, املأ قلبي بالله ومع الله, Ya Allah.
Fill my heart with you, Ya Allah. Fill my soul with you, Ya Allah. Fill my body with your name, you Allah, Ya Allah. If you love Allah and you obey Allah and you try to reach, Allah called the angels. And he called angel Jibreel and he said, O Jibreel and O my angel, bear witness, I love so and so. And he called him by his name.
Oh my angel, love him.
All the angels love him. Angel Jibreel go in the sky and announce it to the kingdom of Allah of angels. And everybody will love him. And after that, Angel Jibreel will call the people of earth. And after that, Allah will put in the heart of other loving him. Allahumma ja'alna minhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, inshaAllah. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you want to love Allah, recognize who is the giver. Always be in a state of contentment. Always be content of what Allah gives you. Be humble. Deny yourself. Do not say, I have, or I own, or I get. Allah allow me to do. Allah give me. Allah allow me. Allah provide for me. Because this is the truth. Because Allah will not love you unless you return back to Him. And even if you do not do that, He still shower you with His goodness. Even if you do not recognize Him. Imagine the disbeliever. Allah feed those who believe and disbelieve. Allah feed and be generous to those who even deny the existence of Allah. What more generosity than that? If I come to you and tell you, you are a bad person, you think you will be generous to me and kind to me? Think, between each other, I make a verbal mistake. Maybe I do not mean it. The status of your heart change. The status of your behavior change. The status of goodness of you change. The quality toward me change. Allah do not do that. Hasha lillah. Allah do not change according to His creation. No. No. No way. Allah is so generous to those who love Him and even those who do not love Him. But Allah extend His generosity more to those who love Him. How? By preparing them for the hereafter. Even if you see it as a bad calamity. Because bad calamity and examples and a trial and test and examination action from the status of love to you. Allah, if He did not love you, if He do not love you, He will not give you that. By this way, why we love Allah or why we should love Allah is a question. Think about all the goodness and the quality of Allah. Study the name of Allah. Remember who is the giver. Be humble and recognize who is showering you. And don't look to people above you, but look to people under you. Second, why we need the love of Allah? Why? A very simple question. Do you not need a companion in this life to love you, male or female? Usually a human being likes that. But even this companion can change, or the characteristics and behavior of this person change, and the ultimate, the relationship broke. Not with Allah. Allah, He maintained all His quality all the time. Allah never died. Allah do not get tired. Allah do not go to sleep. Is this not enough quality? Allah, you can trust Him. Who else you can trust more than your Creator, Allah? He never lied to you. He never cheated. Study the attribute of Allah. Inshallah, I will make another session about the attribute of Allah in detail. May Allah give me life and give me strength and give me guidance and give me light to do that. Just to share with you the quality of Allah. That's why we have to know Allah. Because we need this quality in this life and hereafter. We need it. Why? Because according to the connection of a great quality like that, He will shower us from His quality. Do you not want to have quality? Does anybody do not want to have quality or increase his good quality and manner and conduct and behavior? How if Allah do not allow you to have it? And why Allah will give it to you if you do not inquire it? One man in a village, he was going to this meeting, a dinner meeting, a king make it. And everybody walking, going towards the king meeting, they talk to each other. What do you want? Oh, I'm going to have a good dinner. What do you want? I'm going to ask him for this piece of land. What do you want? I want to marry this girl. What do you want? I want this. What? Everybody was talking about what they would ask the king at this night. Now, one man was walking very quiet. And they asked him, what do you really want tonight? He said, nothing. I just want to get closer to the king and sit in the front of him. He said, why? What are you going to do if you sit in the front of him? He said, I'm going to try to please him. I'm going to try to get closer to if he needs anything, I will try to do it. I will try to show him my gratitude to him. I will try to be closer to him. He said, why? What are you going to gain? He said, if I do that, He might make me closer to Him. And if He make me closer to Him, He will love me. They said, and if he love you, what are you going to gain? He said, if he love me, he will give me whatever I need without even asking him. Another wise man, he heard that. He said, if this is your intention toward a human being like you, have a status, what about the Creator Allah, who deserves all what you said? He deserves to be pleased. He deserves to be get closer to. He deserves to remember him. He deserves to try to reach his love. Because if we love him, that's it. That's it, my brother and sister Islam. If Allah love you, what else? One man went to Abi Darda radiallahu anhu. Abi Darda radiallahu anhu, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah be pleased with him. And this man, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, he gave him a label, he gave him a title, the most wise person of the Ummah. The most wise person. And if the Prophet gives somebody a title, that's it. An old man went to him and told him, Ya Abu Darda, give me advice, something to make me close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something very small, big reward. I'm old man, I cannot do too much. Give me something. If I do, it will be very small deed I can handle, and is a big, big reward. Abu Darda was quiet for some time, and he told him, oh so and so, go and let one Muslim smile. He said, excuse me, I'm coming to you to teach me certain remembrance of Allah, certain way of connecting myself to Allah, certain worship, and you tell me, go make somebody smile? What benefited that? He said, if you go and help one Muslim brother or sister to smile, Allah will smile to you. And if Allah smiled to you, He will forbid your body from going to hellfire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, if we just know. But doesn't mean I go give a stupid joke to somebody and said, here, I make him smile. Or I buy him a stupid movie, a joking movie, to let him sitting for 2 hours giggling. Or I go and try to tickle him to smile or giggle. No, this is not the intent. The intent is find some brother or sister has a calamity, has a problem, has a need, and fulfill the need. Or try even to fulfill the need. Why? Because if you do so, Allah will love you. And if Allah love you, Allah will not put you in hellfire. People will ask, where you get this from? Go study. Find how many ahadith about this topic. If you just know Islam, you will find it. You will find it under many chapters. Go to the chapter of loving the Muslim brother. Go to the chapter of fulfilling the need of a Muslim brother or sister. Go to the chapter of loving Allah in ahadith, in any book of ahadith. You will find it under many topics, from many angles, but people do not see it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to see only what you want. Always ask Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, give me the love of you, Allah. Help me to love you, Ya Allah. And make me Love those who love you, Ya Allah. And help me to spread the love of you, Ya Allah. By you, Allah, I cannot do it without you, Ya Allah. Another man was walking one night and asking Allah, Oh Allah, I won't get closer to you. I won't love you, Ya Allah. Show me the way to love you, Ya Allah. And he keep calling Allah. He doesn't know how to reach, but he has the intention. He has the sincerity. It was in the evening time. It was evening time. When he was passing by, look how Allah planned things. When somebody really wants. He was passing by a village and he heard a conversation, a very sharp conversation between a mother and a boy. And the mother speak very harshly to the boy, and the boy do not obey his mother. And the mother warning the boy, if he's still doing bad conduct, she said, I will throw you away. I do not want you in my house. He said, Mother, you cannot do that. It is night time. Animal can eat me. It is very high wind. It might be raining. She said, but you have no respect for me, and you do not love me, and you do not care about me, and you do not obey me, I will throw you away. In short time, the boy did not get the message. He did not listen to his mother. She threw him away. After she threw him away, he was in a state of arrogance, like us. May Allah save us. He woke. After a while, he recognized he doesn't have a shelter. He doesn't have food. He doesn't have a drink. He doesn't know where he go. He becomes stray. Now he heard the animals start screaming and shouting, ready to look for somebody to eat. Cold is coming. Rain is coming. Night is coming. Darkness is coming. Uncertainty is coming. No security, no peace, no tranquility, no food, no warmness, no love, no happiness, no content, fear. Now the person confused. What he will do? When he lost everything, now he recognizes something has to be done. Now he recognizes how much his mother was benefit to him, and only he was arrogant and he did not obey her. Now he think, what I can do? And this old man, he was wanting to get closer to Allah. He's watching all what he's doing, and Allah make him understand what's going on. After a while, when the man become desperate, night is coming, animal coming near, his heart is beating, nothing he can do. He's stray. He discovered nothing he can do except surrender back to his mom. But he said, how my mom will accept me? All of a sudden, rain is coming, wind is coming, animal is coming, getting closer. He started running back home. And when he ran back home, he put his cheek, he put his face in the door with his mother, and he started crying. And he kept praising his mom and recognizing his mom. He recognized the quality of his mom. And he repented to his mom. He asked her to forgive him. And he kept crying. But the door would not open. If the mother has no heart, if she's not mercy to him, no. She just want to teach him a lesson for his own benefit. After a while, the mother opened. And when she opened the door, she hugged him. She kissed him. She prepares the food. She prepares the warm. She prepares the blanket. She prepares the bed. She prepares the shower. And most of all, she gives him tranquility, peace, contentment, love. the man outside crying, and he said, if this young man, he cried in the front of his mother for a few minutes, and his mother opened to him, what about you, Ya Allah? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى Who will call and who will answer the prayer of the one who desperate one except you, Allah? You will go back to Allah? Be desperate to Allah. Don't look to nobody except Allah. Once you're desperate and humble to Allah and you recognize nobody will help you accept Allah, Allah will open the door, because Allah is the merciful one. Allah is the most generous. Allah is the most kind. Allah will never leave you alone. I promise you. Because Allah promised in Quran in many areas. Say to those who are in a stray and in a big amount of sin, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not hesitate and feel desperate from the mercy of Allah. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah forgive all the sins. إن هو الغفور الرحيم. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. وأنيبوا إلى الله. Go back to Allah. Cry to Allah. سارعوا إلى الله. Running toward Allah. You will find everything you want and more. This is Allah, my brother. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get out the love of the material. Get out the love of everybody except Allah. At this time, Allah will love you. Put the love of Allah. Think about Allah. Talk to Allah. Even if you do not remember certain dua or certain prayer or certain language, call Allah. Allah knows all the language. Call Him with the language of the heart. Call Him with sincerity. And you will see He is so generous. Try it. Sometimes shaitan make us forget the generosity of Allah. He make us forget the forgiveness of Allah. He make us forget the loving of Allah. If we try so and so, we try to call so and so, we try to call so and so, we try to call so and so, what about calling Allah? A lot of people start to feel and believe 100% 911 is the savior. No, we are a Muslim. We believe in dialing the one, the only one. We said Allah is the greater. Allahu Akbar. Is Allah Akbar in my heart? Is Allah is the greater in my heart? Is the only one in my heart is Allah? Ya Allah. Just go back to Allah. You will see. Don't let the devil trick you and plot against you. No. Fight your enemy, yourself, your devil. And said, Allah is more generous than all my sins, than all what I did. And just get closer to Allah. You will see plenty of goodness in your life. Try it, I promise you. Because you're going to the one who carries all the quality, who do not deny no one of his servant. No one. Now, what this has to do with inviting toward Islam? Actually, if you study and recognize who's Allah, you have to invite toward Allah. Why? Because no one When a person recognizes the quality of someone, he makes news about this person. He starts announcing and making big news about the person. So-and-so, he has a good quality. So-and-so, he done this to me. So-and-so, he will do this to me. So-and-so, he's honest. So-and-so is this, so-and-so is that. What about Allah? Who more deserve to be recognized and let the people recognize who he is except Allah? By this way, when you invite toward Allah, one of the ultimate core of invitation is to love Allah. The more you love Allah, and the more you know the quality of Allah, you are invited toward Allah by His quality. And you will carry the quality. My dear brother and sister in Islam, inviting toward Allah is not just a bunch of knowledge and books and tapes, we throw it away. To the person, say, take it. This is the knowledge, you are wrong, I'm right, you're going to hellfire, I'm going to paradise. Allah do not like that. This is a state of arrogance, a state of ignorance, a state of blindness. Because Allah wants us to deal with people the way He deals with us. We were astray, and He took care about us. And He was patient with us. The first element of invitation toward Allah is to love Allah, to have connection with Allah, to ask Allah to make me invite toward Allah, to ask Allah to open the heart of Allah for you, to return everything toward Allah. Allah is the opener, Allah is the guider, Allah is the doer. And you ask Him permission, and you ask Him to allow you. This number one. Number two, you have to really work hard to clean yourself, inside out, to build the quality, the conduct, the characteristics, the behavior, the akhlaq, the adab, mu'amalat, mu'asharat, according to what Allah loves, and according to the teaching and sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At this time only, Allah will recognize you as a worker of Him. By this way, do not blame nobody except yourself. Do not blame your wife. Do not blame nobody. Blame yourself. Meaning say, I do not have the right quality. If I have the right quality, this person will enter to Islam right away. Because if we study the life of the companion of the Prophet, they do not give books, they do not give videotapes, they do not give speeches, they do not have long sessions, they do not have debate. What they have? They have akhlaq, they have adab, they have conducting with good manner and behavior in every aspect. This is how they opened the earth. Malaysia and Indonesia, how they have been open toward Islam? By, according to some report, for merchant people, they want to make business. For one of them was selling some merchandise to some person when he said, last night or the day before, we have some rain. Maybe one of my product might have been damaged. Please, if you take it home and you do not like it or you find damage, please return it back to me. I give you all your money back. The man takes the merchandise and he left. After a while, the companion felt, really, he have a doubt about the merchandise, and maybe the one he gave it to this man might be defective. He wait 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. The caravan of the old merchant went back to Medina and Mecca. Imagine, long journey, might be 2-3 months, maybe more. And he's waiting. He said, I cannot go back home. I promise this man, I give him my word. I have to wait. How long he wait? In some report, he waited for months. I do not remember exactly how many months he waited. Finally, this man showed up. He recognized him. The man did not recognize the companion. He said, "Please come. I'm waiting for you. I have to give you your money back." He said, "What is it? I even forget." He said, "You remember in such and such time, I sent you this merchandise?" He said, "Yes, this is a long time ago." He said, "I have to return your money back, and this is why I was waiting for you." The man was shocked. He said, "You wait for me all these months in the middle of nowhere, and you left your family, and you left everything to give me my money back? Why?" He said, "I'm a Muslim, and our messenger and prophet, he advised us, the honest merchant like me, like this, in paradise," meaning he will be my neighbor and my companion in paradise. Some companion get up and said, "A lot of people will be." He said, "No, very little will be, and I like to be among them." Look at what he's thinking about. He do not think about his wife and family. He do not think about where he live. He do not think about all the money he lost. But he think about honesty and the integrity of a word. He said it to the man, by his way he will be honest, by his way Allah write him according to those who will be the company of the Prophet ﷺ in Jannah, in paradise. Where we are, my brother and sister in Islam? Is this how we behave with our non-Muslim wife or friend or neighbor or companion at work? Is this the way we behave to them? How we know who will die as a Muslim and non-Muslim? Is just to drop the message? Where is generosity? Where is kindness? By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, the best important element for invitation toward non-Muslim or even Muslim is conduct yourself according to the Sunnah. Behave like a Muslim. Be mercy, be kind, be generous, have manner. And don't claim who going to go to paradise, who going to hell, to go to hellfire, because you do not check what is written in the unseen. You do not check what is written for everyone. We might be hypocrite and we do not know. How we know? Maybe this person, before he died, by just one day, he will enter Islam. I saw many people like that. By this way, number one, connection to Allah. And try to build quality. Obey Allah. Build steadfast. You cannot be in a state of hypocrisy and you want Allah to be good to you and open the door for you to work for Him. Because Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهَ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. To Allah make you the cause of guidance, one person is better than the whole earth and what it contains. By this way, I do not have the intention to invite my wife because I want my kids to be a Muslim. No, I have to be a Muslim first. I have to show her the quality of Islam. I have to be mercy to her. I should be crying every day in case she die. Where she go? By this way, invitation should be with a status of mercy, a status of love, a status of caring. Because these are our responsibility in the Day of Judgment. Not by forcing, not by pushing, not by throwing books, and my badder and my conduct worse than an animal. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Or maybe Allah will punish me, she will divorce me, and after that she will have the good man. And she will be witness against me in the Day of Judgment. Each one ask, is me an oppressor? I saw a lot of young Muslim, an oppressor to non-Muslim. They cheat them. They lied to them. They do all kind of mischief, and after that they invite them toward Islam. They act in the front of them as a pure hypocrite, and they invite them toward Islam. Or they want them to be a hypocrite like them. And I said to the non-Muslim, please do not look to us. Look to the pure message. Because we are sick, we are dirty, not from Islam, for our own action, from our own disease in the heart. You will ask, how come Islam should be different? We never grew up as a Muslim. We never struggled to build our salvation and our sincerity of Islam. We just have a title. We just inherited names and show and clothing. But we never really build up our own salvation with Allah, except a few, only few. Do not look how the person pray, how much he pray. No, look to his manner and his conduct. A lot of us today, we make people far away from Islam by our conduct. And they said, look at the one, look at him. He pray 5 times a day in the masjid, and he lying, and he cheating, and he do not keep his commitment. I do not want to be like him. This person may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from himself. A lot of us like that. Or we have bad manner, bad conduct, dirty, smell bad. We do not care. A Muslim care. A Muslim clean, neat. Why? This is a teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Study. Study your own Islam before you invite somebody to Islam. Study your own Sunnah. What Allah wants from you. Study the characteristics of a Muslim. The behavior of a Muslim. The manner of a Muslim. The right conduct of a Muslim. Before we ask others to be a Muslim. Because if we behave as a Muslim, other will enter Islam right away. But we the one who block it. May Allah save us. We the mischief in earth today. We by our conduct, our behavior. And don't forget, you cannot run away. You will be responsible in the day of judgment about every mischief you did by the name of Islam. Because you are the mirror of Islam. And when you see a dirty mirror, an ugly mirror, a mischief mirror, a lying mirror, nobody wants to come near. Go. Let's go all together. Get washed. And try to learn and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the main element of making da'wah. After that, you have to really know the person and try to understand the mentality of the person and be kind and do not make mistakes in talking to the person. And it's not how much knowledge you have and how much the knowledge you feed the person with. It is opening from Allah. And also we have to remember, people enter Islam by the time Allah wants, by the way Ayur Allah wants. Not my way and not my time. Only by the will of Allah, the time He wants, the way He wants. I have to really calculate this in my heart. Only at this time Allah will open, inshaAllah. We have to be constant, trying. We have to think about those who do not enter Islam. We have to cry for them the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. One time he saw a body of a Jewish person go to the cemetery and he was crying. The companion asked him, "Oh, the Prophet of Allah, he's a Jewish, he's not a Muslim. Why are you crying over him?" He said, "One of the son of Adam, he split from my hand, going to hellfire, and I'm standing. I cannot help him. Mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And do that we did not send you except mercy to mankind. We have to have mercy to others. And mercy toward others. And according to how much mercy toward other and with other, Allah will be mercy to us. Allah will deal us according to what we deal with His servant and His slave, His people, what He created. We have to be generous with our tongue, with our behavior. We have to be generous with our conduct. We have to be generous with our hand and give. We have to be generous with our heart and cry for them at night and make salah for them. We have to be patient and we have to believe deep down with complete faith is Allah is the doer. At this time only, Allah will open with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to do that, you have to steadfast. You cannot act as a Muslim part-time and ask Allah to give you the greatest gift. To give you a pleasure and a treasure in paradise above the whole earth and what it contains. Why He will give you the gift? Sometimes I have to ask myself, is me deserve the gift? Is me really trying to connect to Allah by this way, Allah might open for me? We have to stop claiming and complaining about others. I see everybody today, or almost the majority of Muslims today, complain about other, complain about the wife, complain about the daughter, complain about the neighbor, complain about this. Nobody complain about himself. Do you know you are the only problem today? You the majority of the problem? You are. You are. Wake up before it's too late. You are the problem. We are the problem, all of us. 64 people went to Spain, make the whole Spain become a Muslim. How many million of people in America, and how many people enter and embrace Islam? And after they embrace Islam and they get to know us, they want to run away from Islam and us, of our conduct and behavior, and cheating, and lying. We have to wake up. Wake up, please. We are in big trouble with Allah. And you want Allah to love us? How when we really, instead of spreading love and mercy, we're spreading mischief to an earth? This is the way we do da'wah. Like one scholar, he summarized it. He said, to do da'wah, you have to really hit the person who's non-Muslim 3 boxes. Or 3 punches. One punch in the face, one punch in the stomach, one punch in the heart. He said the punch in the face is a good manner. Good manner and good behavior. This is how you punch the person in the face, with your conduct and akhlaq and adab and manner. People get attracted to good quality, like I said in the beginning. The punch in the stomach, be generous in food and others. Show them the generosity of Muslim. Show them the true Muslim. We do not deal with people according to what they deal with us with, but we deal with people according to what Allah wants from us. If today Muslim only in America implement one hadith in Islam, most of America will be a Muslim tomorrow. Do you know what this hadith? Just open the rights of neighbors. Haqqul jar, right? And open any book in Islam, in a hadith, Sahih Bukhari, Muslim, any book about the right of neighbor. The right of neighbors. If you read it, you will be crying. Muslim and non-Muslim alike. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, the son of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, in one of the reports, he was slaughtering an animal. A sheep or something, or a goat. And the people who was cleaning the animal for him, he asked him, please, after you finish, get the best piece from the animal and give it to my Jewish neighbor. They said, oh Abdullah, why you do that? He said, I saw the one who are better than me and all of you, which is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he do the same thing. And I have to do the same thing. Look, study the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman, she used to put thorn in his footsteps to make sure he get wounded. The one, she used to put dirt in his door and his back. She was a Jewish woman. And one day, he found out the ground is clean. He said, what happened? Where is so-and-so? They said, she's sick. And he went to visit her and ask her if she need anything. This is a woman, she used to do mischief to the Prophet ﷺ daily. And this is the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. Is this what we're doing to our neighbors? We cheat them? We make our apartment dirty like hell? We try to damage it instead of saving it and make it clean and neat? We make our non-Muslim wives running like chicken without head? We commit suicide from our bad conduct and cheating instead of spreading Islam and give her the right conduct? Oh Allah, oh Allah, if you do not send the mercy on us, what will happen to us today and in the day of judgment? Do you believe you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the third punch is the punch in the heart. And this, you call it the main fundamental part in invitation to Islam. What is the punch in the heart? It is the spinal cord of da'wah, the spinal cord of spreading Islam. It is at night you cry to Allah and you ask Him, oh Allah, allow me to spread Islam. Oh Allah, send your mercy, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give guidance to so-and-so, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, open the heart of so-and-so, Ya Allah. You return everything to Allah. You do not say, oh, I give her books, I give her that, I teach her, I send her to the message, I put her the message, I took her to the message. What do you want from me? Is this the attitude you want to meet Allah with? What about what she see from you as a Muslim? She will believe about your conduct more than believe in the books. Because when she opens the books, she will say, it's big different. Either the books is wrong, or this man is a hypocrite. And this is what happened all over. I travel all over America, and I see it over and over again, except a few. I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow my word to reach those before it's too late, Muslim and non-Muslim. And you, my brother and sister in humanity, the one who are non-Muslim, please do not look to us. Look to the message by your own creator. By the way, my Muslim brothers and sister, when you invite other toward Allah, do not use the word Allah. They do not know. They do not know who is Allah. Some of them, they study, very bad study, against the word Allah, and you think this is your own God, is not my God. But when you say the creator, Al-Khaliq, we believe is only one creator, one Khaliq. By this way, we will have some unity. Do not mention Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because a lot of people have bad study about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Leave the Prophet aside, just talk about the creator. Let the heart united to the Creator. Talk about life is very short. Talk about death. Talk about all of us. It's very similar. Anyone, believe or disbelieve, he know we're going to die. Anybody sees the wonder and the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in earth. By this way, we talk about the Creator, the beauty of the Creator, the quality of the Creator. And talk about the message. Do not talk about the revelation. Because Quran full of verses, oh you believe, this only for the believer. The fiqh, the ruling, the hudud, the sharia, is only for us as a Muslim. But a person who did not develop Islam, or not a Muslim yet, do not burden him with revelation, because he did not build the faith yet. By this way, you share with them, oh you people, oh you people, Quran have 6,000 and something verse. almost close to 600,400. 500 is all you believe, and 6,000 or 5,800 verse, all you people. Ask yourself, is I educate the person about all the verses and all the message by Allah, all you people, before I go to all you believe? Is me implementing all you believe? If me and my family do not implementing who you believe, how I can put in someone he did not even know who is a creator and tell him, you have to do that? Like we push the woman to have hijab but have no faith. We push each other to build the outside but we do not have the inside. Islam go inside out, not outside in. Outside looking, it's coming after the inside has been developed. Doesn't mean outside is not important. I do not say that. But we have to set the priority. And if you do not know, ask. If you do not find anybody to ask, ask Allah. Allah will lead you if you are sincere. This is the main fundamental element for inviting toward Islam. Always talk about something we have similar. Talk about the Messenger and Prophet. But again, focus in the message. Focus, the book is one. The message is one. Do not go back and debate different topic. Because the majority of Christian or Jew or anybody else, they really not learned people. They just stubborn in their own way because they do not know. They are in a state of ignorance. But if we feed them up with a lot of knowledge, we will not really do too much. And even if it do, they will look at us again. You see, it go back to us. People get attracted with what we do, the way we look, the way we behave, more than any knowledge. Doesn't mean knowledge is not important. It's very important. But the majority of Americans is very simple people, very simple. They want simple message. They're not very heavy educated. Hardly of them anybody have a Bible. Hardly of them they went to church. Hardly of them really inside they believe in anything. Some of them, yes, they believe in God. They believe in someone. Who is this someone which they do not know? Our job to lead them slowly. Slowly and with good conduct and manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to go and reach. And again, no way you reach unless you really get closer to Allah. Because Allah is the only one who will open and lead you and put the word in your heart, open the heart of others, and remember, who is me to open your heart? Can I open your heart? Can I open the heart of anyone? The opener is Allah. I cannot let my word reach you unless Allah allow it to reach you, only by the word of Allah. By this way, if I do not have steadfast istiqamah with Allah, if I do not have the good conduct and behavior with Allah, if I do not love Allah, if I do not have respect to Allah, if I do not fear Allah, if I do not obey Allah, if I do not try to please Allah, why Allah will open the heart of other for me? Because this is how it goes. Allah is the one. Allow the other heart to be open for you. Only by the will of Allah. Do not look at me. It's my eloquent speech. It is my tapes. Is my books? No, is not me, is Allah. All this is just a cause. Allah can put the light in it and make it a cause, or Allah can let it go and never benefit no one. Deny yourself. Be humble. Be humble. Help your family in the house. Cleaning the house. Be neat. Don't smell dirty. Clean your foot. Clean your shoes. Clean your socks. Don't be dirty clothes with over clean clothes. Don't make the kitchen like a mess. Open the window. Have cleanliness in your house and yourself. Clean your body. Make yourself always smell good. Not only because your wife or your family, because angels do not like dirty. and dirty person. The Prophet was clean, was neat. And he teach us to be clean and neat. Be honest, be sincere. When you give commitment, do not break it. And after that you joke, hey, I don't mean it. I just said inshallah. Inshallah is a qasam. It's a swear. You will be questioned about it in the Day of Judgment. You do not say somebody inshallah and you do not make it. The non-Muslim knows, you know, only one thing. They know when a Muslim said inshallah, he will never make it. That's what they know. Imagine. We teach them to lie by the name of Allah. Subhanallah. Where is the quality of the Muslim? The quality of the Muslim who keep commitment. Ayat al-Munafiq 3. Wa fi riwayat al-Muslim 4. The sign of a hypocrite is 3. Iza haddatha kadib. If he say, he lie. Wa iza wa'ad akhlaf. And if he have commitment, he will not fulfill it. Wa iza tumina khan. And if you kept trust with him, he will not fulfill his trust. And the other one, وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرْ. And if he breaks the relationship, he will be fajr. He talk bad about you, about detail about your life. This is a sign of a hypocrite. I have to ask myself first, is me among those? Or I'm really a Muslim with the right conduct and character of a Muslim? Buy a book, me, us, as a Muslim, buy a book about the characteristics of a Muslim. How a Muslim should be. Cry to Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, let's go back to Allah. Allah, He deserves it. He deserves to be recognized. He deserves to be known. And there's the only way to know Allah and get closer to Allah by knowing Allah and seeking the knowledge of Allah, to know Allah. And once you do that and you start obeying Him and try to please Him, He will love you and you will love Him. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He said about the quality of the believer, He loved them and He loved him. And about the companion, He was pleased with them and He was pleased with him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us one of those. Allahumma razuq mahabbak. وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيه. Oh Allah, make us love you and love those who love you and make people love you and make us among those who are completely in love with you and spread loving, Ya Allah, and spread Islam, Ya Allah. Use us to spread you Islam, Ya Allah. Make us let people know about you, Ya Allah. Make us remember you, Ya Allah, day and night. Make us our heart full of you, Ya Allah. Make our mind full of you, Ya Allah. Make our body full of you, Ya Allah. Make our life completely by you and for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us live as a Muslim. Die as a Muslim, resurrected as a Muslim. And make us inviter toward Islam, Ya Allah. Make us really submission to you, Ya Allah. Full time and not part time. By the way you want it and by the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not by my way or my desire or my custom and habit. My dear brother and sister in Islam, O Allah, clean us from our bad habit and custom. O Allah, clean us from our bad conduct. O Allah, clean us from our bad disease in the heart. O Allah, make us toward you, Ya Allah, purely to you, and give us sincerity to you, Ya Allah. O Allah, razuqna al-ikhlas fi sirr wal-alaniyah. O Allah, bless us, Ya Allah. Bless us, Ya Allah, and bless what we do, Ya Allah. O Allah, put light in what we do, Ya Allah, and put light in our life, Ya Allah. O Allah, we need you, Ya Allah. We need you in this life. We need you in the hereafter. We need you in the moment of death. We need you in the grave. Nobody else will be with us in the grave except you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. Accept our prayer, Ya Allah. And make us living with you, Ya Allah, and for you, Ya Allah, sincerely to you, Ya Allah. Subhanaka Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa jazakumullahu kulli khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.